Welcome to the Wisdom of Abigail. Thank you for joining. My name is Renee. Today we're going to discuss how to determine what it is to follow the Lord's leading. As we all know, we're all broken people. This came from Adam in the Garden of Eden. So we have to analyze in life, what are our shortcomings? What our hindrances are? What do we cling to? What we need to release? So when we think about David and Abigail again, which is found in 1 Samuel chapter 25, Abigail's first husband, Nabal, his name was Fool, as we all know. The good thing about it is Abigail was very wise. The Lord dealt with her and showed her what it was to be a wise woman, how to navigate life. That is how she ended up saving her entire family, based on her actions towards David when he was trying to kill the entire family because of her husband's stupidity. So we as women have got to develop that discernment, spending time with God, learning how to be more like Him, submitting our will and accepting the Lord's will for our lives. That being said, we have to look at relationships, look at marriages from the Lord's ways, use His wisdom. Church, God, marriage all fall into covenants. So we have to be wise who we're making attachments with, who we're forming a covenant with. We have to ask for the Lord to lead us. With me, I can only tell you about my personal experiences, which I was going to church, but I didn't have a relationship with the Lord. The Lord had to shut everything down in my life, move me from my comfort zone to another place, in order for me to learn to tap in to what He had for me. This means leaving my children, my grandchildren, everything that I am close to, and starting all over again, which was difficult. But He had a plan. It didn't seem that way initially, but as time went by, I've been in this new location for 5 years, and He started to unfold things. Now, my prior marriage was based on self. I wanted to be married to, you know, experience things. My marriage was broken in less than 2 weeks because the motive, the person I married, what was his motive? He had an agenda. I went into it in love, but who was I in love with? I was in love with myself. I wasn't in love with someone who shared the same feeling for me. So, 2 weeks in, his girlfriend came to meet me and made it clear that they had established a serious relationship, having children, and there it was. I am displaced because I am investing my emotions, everything I have, in something that was not. So he gave me the options of continuing to do me and he'll do him, as long as I completed something he needed, which I did not. moving forward. Years later, I'm at the same place, still married to this person. And I'm saying to myself, why am I robbing myself of my freedom, my joy? I've had relationships, but the same pattern. So, looking back, I have invested my emotions, my time in dead situations. When a person comes into your life anticipating that you're going to have a wholesome relationship, whatever. Conversations need to be had. I had a conversation with someone I was seeing and recently, and I had to just smile because after years, we still maintain a friendship. I mean, we still see each other every now and again, but it's nothing that is just a very good friendship. But I learned a lot. A conversation about his past, how he was brought up, the brokenness, and how would you build a relationship with someone who doesn't have it in them to give you that? But you're looking at the little things that he's doing that appeases your need at the time. Is that enough? Do you want a wholesome relationship with somebody who genuinely loves you, who will go the whole mile back for you if you need it? I could not get that from him because he does not have that in him. So here it is. I'm looking to start a new relationship with someone else. But the devil has a sneaky way of bringing back your past. Be careful. Because here you start to think that what if we could reconnect and make it work this time based on. No, ladies, if it didn't work then, it's not going to work now. Because he has not healed from his past. How is he going to change anything when he does not want to receive his healing, which is he needs to forgive the people in the past who have hurt him. So he's coming into a situation not able to access and give of himself because he's still married to his past hurt. So if you can't move past that, how can you move forward with someone? So he subjected himself to being by himself because he does not want to change. Change is important with growth. If you can't analyze your pain, your shortfalls, and try to change, how can you offer yourself to someone? You're going to keep that person in bondage, unhappy, miserable, because you are miserable. Why would you want to tie yourself up with that? Create a covenant with someone who is still broken, not trying to find healing. This country, this world as it is, shows us that if a man can provide, give you the $1 million, give you the big house, give you the BMW, Maserati, that's fulfillment. But I beg to tell you that is a lie. When you have someone who you are one-on-one with, and have God involved in your relationship, that is the battle won. When I say this, if you're in a relationship and God is not the center of your marriage or your relationship, you're betting zero. You're going nowhere. So if a man comes to you with a form of godliness and he's not serving the Lord, be careful. Be careful. They can talk a good talk, but are they trying to change? Are they trying to become Christ-like? Are they building a relationship with God that teaches them how to be the head of the house? Not materialistically, on a more spiritual aspect where he is going to cover you, he's going to love you, he's going to appreciate you for the woman you are. And you also have got to give up yourself. You have to cover this man. You have to pray for him. You have to keep him in line with God. So, building relationships starts first with a relationship with Jesus Christ, submitting your life to the Lord's leading. Not looking at the superficial, because this is all going to fade. There's a day of judgment where God is going to judge you based on what you have done to forward his kingdom on earth. So in this, your covenant should be with someone looking to do the same as you are, not looking at what the world has to offer, because this too is going to fade. You be blessed and enjoy your day. Thanks for listening.